Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, beloved. Thank you for tuning in on this lovely day that the Lord has made. And I am with Sonia. I am the host today, as pretty much always, of the Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly in Christ. Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly is on air at this time, and if you so desire, if any of the guests or potential callers would like to call in number is 929-477-2563. Again, I will repeat that. If anyone would like to call and speak with me, I would love to hear from you. And my number that you may be able to, that you will reach me on, is 929-477-2573. Thank you. Now, the Garden of Gethsemane is the ministry that I have laid on my heart, my spirit, and as a servant, I am here to serve. And I'm going to talk about faith because, I'm going to give you just a little idea of what the ministry here, what it does. It's a ministry of encouragement. And, it's about encouragement. And let's see. Faith, the word tells us that. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you have to have faith, and that just means simply that whatever Yah says, that you know and you believe the word is true. Because if you don't believe it, it will hold no value for you. So you have to have faith, and faith is believing and hoping for things that you don't see as if it were. So we cannot say that we love the Most High, that we love Christ, Yeshua, the Lord, our Lord. We cannot say that we love Yah if we don't have love for one another. If you can't show love to those that are right here in our life, that are among us, then the love of God is not there. Something else that we teach and every one of us embrace is it's hope. And things can be so discouraging that many of us, many times, will lose hope and feel hopeless. But we have a hope. We can put our hope and our trust and our faith in one another's faith. And we have to have a forgiving spirit, because it's no doubt about it. Things are going to come up in our life that's going to be offended. We will find offensive. And we will have to purpose be forgiving. Being forgiving, saying that's not saying that I accept whatever you did. No, you can forgive them. And you have to, with love, in love, you have to make them aware, bring awareness to them. But if we want to be forgiven, because all of us have come short of the glory of God, we have all sinned. But if we want our Heavenly Father to forgive us, then we must be willing or purpose to forgive those that have offended us. And the word tells us, how can I forgive you if you cannot who did, your brother. And we've been forgiven of many things, of much. And we serve a loving, merciful, forgiving Father that cares for us. Another thing that I will focus on that you will find here in the Garden of Gethsemane is an uplifting word. There's so much negativity all around us in this world. And we need now and then to hear a word that's going to uplift us, that's going to bring us up to another level, higher, above the present surroundings, conditions, environment that we find ourselves. Many are sick today, and the truth is, you don't have to be. You don't have to be. Let me say that we don't have to be, because the reason why we don't have to be is because by His grace, I am healed. I didn't say I will be healed, I may be healed, I might be healed. The Word tells me it's already done. I am healed. And so my healing is depending on me. My healing is waiting on me to accept it, to receive it. And everything that I need, you need, we need for our healing, it's already been given to us. It's been planted in our lives, but we have strayed away from it because we have been led by other doctrines telling us we can have this, we should have that, and that is not in line with what the Most High wants for us. So, excuse me. So there are going to be consequences when we go outside of the dietary law that's planned for us, that we may live and that our lives may be healthy and that we may live abundantly and enjoy everyday life. You can't enjoy life if you're feeling miserable. You're not supposed to be feeling miserable when God is love and God is our strength. We need to focus on getting back in line, the order that was given to us in the very, very beginning. And then we will receive all that has been stored up. So it depends on us. We are in the position, we are given a choice. You know, I send you out, you know, like sheep among wolves. So while the Most High has already put in us everything that we need to sustain us, to keep us as we go through the valleys and the shadows of death, you know, there are adversaries out there ready to take it away from you, to tell you, oh, you can do this, you can do that. But we will be tempted and led to fall into that trap, but the end is death. It's death. You know, we can do anything we want to do, but there are consequences. So you got to choose right. You have to decide. So you were also in the Garden of Gethsemane, spiritual assembly. There will be deliverance. Because we have all been led astray. We have been held captive. And we need deliverance. That deliverance is the truth. That deliverance is the light that will shine on the darkness, the things that can kept from us, the lies, the deception, the manipulation that we're not supposed to be made aware of. Once the truth is revealed, then deliverance takes place. You will be enlightened. And once you become enlightened, you cannot go back. You will not go back. Nothing can contain you. Nothing else will be able to hold you in captivity once you become aware and enlightened. I don't know if I did that. I'm going to quote it again for maybe someone that's just coming in and did not have a chance to hear it. The number, call-in number here, is 929-477-2573. I want to read to you or share with you encouraging scripture about love, light, hope, and truth. The ultimate source of all encouragement is the fact that God, Yah, is love and loves us and has a perfect plan for us. A perfect plan. So no matter what we may see in a natural and carnal eye, we have to know of assurance. You can be assured that there's already been a plan set in place for us to meet us at that moment, whatever the need may be. The ultimate source of all encouragement is the fact that God is love, loves us, has a perfect plan for us. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love Yah, to those who are called according to His purpose. That's from 1st in Romans 8 and 28. What verse that's in Romans, and I'm getting some interference here. Yeah, that was correct. Romans 8 and 28. I just want to be sure. I don't want to mislead anybody, give you any misguiding or information, and you go looking for it. And he said it was perfect. I don't see it there. So I have to, I always will correct myself when need be. And I always will, I would like to go back and confirm whatever it is that I've said. I want to be able to know with confidence that what I have spoken or what has been spoken through me is accurate. Thank you. So, beloved, again, I want to thank you. And for those that took the time to listen to the podcast yesterday, this, too, will be recorded. It, as a matter of fact, I can say it is being recorded. And it will be available on my site, on my Facebook page, on my Twitter. So if you're not able or anyone to tune in or call in and tune in as I'm online, you can still follow up on archive, and you can hear the entire message. And with that being said, I wish you all peace, blessings. May your life be overflowed with joy. And with never-ending happiness to give those that have done wrong to us, because when we can forgive them, our Heavenly Father, and we want to move on. There's going to be a lot more that I will be bringing to you, but for now, when I ask the Lord what it is that I shall say that wants to speak to me, He will always lead me and guide me, and as a humble servant, I must obey, because the word says, if you love me, you'll obey me. And that's the greatest love I know ever, is the love. Peace, beloved. May the joy of the Lord be with you, be yourself, and the light of the Lord in your side.
Garden of Gethsemane, Virgil of Gethsemane, of God in Christ. Sister Adonia.